Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
We have a place on Wisconsin Avenue. We have a place downtown, 1900 M Street. And most of the buildings downtown and most of the pharmacies on Wisconsin Avenue or liquor stores have been all boarded up.
They're getting ready for today's riots, Mike, that are starting at noon sharp. So make sure you're there.
I'm happy to report.
Somebody said, oh, you ever play the table games? There's social interaction with table games. It doesn't do my hypnosis any good because there are other people involved in it. Right. So that's kind of where
there
I
a go-to
that.
Game that you're loving or you had a good time with?
On the my bookie?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. There we go. Yes, there is. Thank you for asking that question.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm feeling it. Are you ready to project a winner?
I played.
You know, I don't know what the opening of this show is going to be sometimes until the split second I went,
I know,
this will be funny. And that was.
It was.
That was playing all of the election news sounders at the same time and then doing a fitful scream. Here we are, ladies and gentlemen. We are on day two of election 2020. And what a day yesterday was. Here we sit as of our broadcast time,
yes,
which is roughly 9 o'clock Eastern time on Wednesday, November 4th. I have to give you an update of where it sits for us so that if you're listening on what we call the tail, like a few days from now when all this is going to be
nice.
Done, you'll know what we're experiencing right now. We are coming to tape here with the election up in the air. Nobody knows who's going to win. Nobody knows when that's going to happen. And there are many, many states in play. And I don't trust anybody.
Mike.
I do. You know what I do trust? I do trust that at the end of the day, that I have not heard about any monkey business. I have not heard about any hinkiness, really.
Mm-hmm.
So whoever wins, I think, is going to be the winner. And oddly enough, I have a strange sense of calm. And listen to me, boys and girls. You're talking about the alcohol advocate who will
right.
tell you that I have a strange sense of calm because alcohol did not touch my lips last night. And I'm glad it didn't because, yes, thank you. If you're keeping track
of
WP O'Mara, WP O'Mara, that's no Halloween candy at all, no alcohol on election night. Those are two things that were very different in 2016.
What's WP?
Willpower.
Willpower O'Mara. Of course, willpower.
2016, I was pouring Irish whiskey mm-hmm. on a base of Reese's peanut butter cups. It's not the case now, and that's why, you know, the blood work went out of his. Here we sit. I welcome your perspectives. May I first apologize to Rob Spiewak as we got it. Let me see when the text
came in last night. He shushed me, Oscar.
Yeah. Oh, I wasn't calling Mike.
I'm pleased to know that the road to 270 did not have any drunk driving last night. The road to 270 was marked with sobriety and no candy at all. That's excellent.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's different from
731. Which
yes.
I like to call go time.
Mm.
That's
right.
A minute into when they're going to make a lot of significant calls.
Right.
And I get a text from Mallet Head that says, could Savannah Guthrie dress any blander? Chuck Todd is a nervous man. And I just texted back, shush.
Leave Chuck Todd alone.
Why? He doesn't care like I care. So he's out there going, you know, just doing his shtick. And I didn't have a, I was weighing whether, and so my apologies for the very rude text that I sent.
It's fine.
To you,
it's fine.
I was very, very, early on though, I went to a really dark place, like really dark, as many Democrats did, because you're looking at all this stuff. And
how early on would you say, when you went ultimately dark, how early did that happen?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock, okay.
8 or 8:30, I was in darkness. I was in total dark. Because my what I like to think of still is kind of my home state, Virginia, was sitting there. I'm like, oh, great. Well, that's going to be a big thing. It just was maddening. It was frustrating, but I'll tell you what I didn't do. I did not allow it to be exhausting. And a little before midnight, I went Betty Bye, popped a melatonin, off to dreamland.
Oh, sounds fantastic.
Life was good.
Yes.
You know what? I tell you, have you ever taken that melatonin, Oscar?
Sure.
You have trouble
sleeping. Yeah, yeah. I need something stronger these days, Mike. But I've been down the melatonin road.
Don't do it. We don't want to have a he's got to put money in the jar and you're dead.
NyQuil PM.
Oh, that'll rot your liver. That'll rot your liver.
It's just a non-habit for me. What do you mean? Mm-hmm. I went to bed at 3 a.m. I watched my friends at the Lincoln Project. They broke everything down. Then I watched the president basically do something no one's ever done before, which is, he declared victory. And
you're the night owl.
Yeah,
you're the night owl. Because he did that at like 2 a.m., right?
2:20. See, he's nocturnal. 2:25.
Yeah. I was in bed at midnight, too. I said, you know, this is not true. It's not changing. Nothing's happening. And I said, I can't change it by waiting up.
I didn't see the president speak. I heard the recap. Did he really not only declare victory, but tell everyone to stop counting?
Well Mike, as a matter of fact, would you like to hear an instant replay?
Please. Yes. Yeah, play
it, please. Do you have a news stager for this?
Yeah, news stager.
Hold on just a second. Let's go. Here we go. We go to the White House at 2 a.m. this morning. The president being as humble as ever. Let's go to that tape right now.
This is a fraud on the American public. This is an embarrassment to our country. We were getting ready to win this election. Frankly, we did win this election.
And you know, you can tell the president.
I didn't know he was pissed.
You can tell the president is serious when he gets really breathy like that.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, we have another tape if we have another stager. Do we have another stager?
I like this one. It's my favorite. All right, go ahead. Let's go to the tape right now. Who do we have now, Rob Spiewak?
This is also the president. He went on to say,
we want the law to be used in a proper manner. So we'll be going to the U.S. Supreme Court. We want all voting to stop. We don't want them to find any ballots at 4 o'clock in the morning and add them to the list. Okay? It's a very sad moment. To me, this is a very sad moment.
Sad.
And we will win this, and we, as far as I'm concerned, we already have won it. So I just want to thank you.
Yeah!
Doesn't it sound like an audience that on the Maury Povich show?
When, it does.
When the president's out there, you're like, what is going on?
Congratulations, you are not the president.
many of you have written me and asked me, Mike, where do your wages stand? I don't think those guys are going to pay up. I don't think those guys are going to pay up. There you go. That's my update. I'm not. And by the way, I'm not going to ask today. I'm not going to ask. Well, first of all, it's not resolved.
Yeah.
So, but at the same time, I know what I'm going to get. I know exactly if he's saying that to his Matt. And by the way, which we can all now declare firmly to his massive base, much larger than any moron at a poll knows. And I'm done. Look, I think there's one. I heard one talking head slamming pollsters. They should have all been yelling about the pollsters because, were there people that said it could go either way? Yeah, there are a lot of toss-ups, lots within the margin of error. So maybe it's not all that egregious. But everywhere they said, well, no, you know what? I'm sitting there saying everywhere they said it would be a comfortable lead. They're both examples on other side. I just think. Well, I welcome you guys. What are your thoughts on on polls in general, on the Kornackies, on the guy, the number guys that never have to wear ties, that roll their seat. Well, Kornacki wears a tie.
Like I've always said, polls to polls, holes to holes.
That's always been our policy.
And for me, overall, yeah, that's for sleepovers. Brilliant. It depends. Yeah. For me, I felt like they've been conjuring since I was a kid, if I'm being honest with you. Because even when I was younger, you'd see, you know, certain polls come out and then that outcome would work. 2016 was not an anomaly for me because I always look at the margin of error, which it really allows someone to be wrong.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of an exercise in just filling time.
But it's statistics and it's data. Where do you get your data? Are they actually getting the right people to tell you? And by the way, who saw Arizona happening, right?
Right.
Nobody.
I can't wait to move there. Let me tell you.
There's a guy that they have he's an AU.
Me too, maybe.
Mike, there's an AU poli sci professor that they have on the news stations in D.C.
Yeah, he was there when I went to AU.
And he's predicted every election since 84. That's his
I wish I knew the name. Professor, I think it's Alan Lichtman.
I think that's exactly right.
He was there. I never took a course from him, but he was supposed to be a ball buster in the classroom. And he's a super smart guy.
He has this thing. I think it's 14 keys. And he uses these 14 keys to weigh the presidency and whether or not he's going to be the incumbent will win. And he was on today. And today he predicted Biden and he's standing by it. But he's screaming that the pollsters need to go away. And he's right. And one thing that occurred to me is when you get all of your data, all of it down, you boil it down, it is one guy versus another guy. And so why not flip a coin? Because if they've got, you know, standards of deviation and margin for error, you can guess as well as you can do any sort of scientific poll. And why are we relying on it? And all it does is it skews people. Because, and Oscar's been saying this for 2 months. Don't be happy.
Yeah.
If your guy is leading in the polls, don't think your vote doesn't matter. Your vote matters more than ever, but you can't rely on these polls. What are they doing except, you know, making you think that something's already going to happen that isn't going to happen?
Jackie Stallone could have given us better advice.
Well,
she could have.
No. Not this year.
Too soon.
Who could have called? Why the hell is North Carolina still in play? You don't understand that. What the hell? Lindsey Graham, oh my God.
Yeah. Jackie, I understand you're just back from Wisconsin. What are your findings?
Well, it's all coming down to Kenosha. Yeah, there you go. Kenosha, Wisconsin.
I did not watch this election like I've watched previous ones. I was in a situation where I did enough self-preparation where I was mad, but I anticipated being mad. Okay. So I think a lot of people may have been like, this was not the wild card. It's not the same situation as 2016. Not even close. 2016, we woke up, we already had a winner. This morning, it was Donald Trump, and he'd won the Electoral College when we woke up. That ain't the case right now. And it's just the outstanding vote. I am. What offends me, no matter how it goes, is questioning legitimacy of rooms of people, hundreds of people that are counting votes. They count votes whether it's same day or whether it's mail-in, and it's done all over the country. And it benefits the president. It benefits Biden. So don't say because it's not in yet that there's fraud and all that. Why? If you're saying that, that means you think you lost.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If you come out with that, Mr. President, you're saying you think you lost.
Stop and talking about the Supreme the Court. Votes. Stop. Stop.
I don't know what's going to happen. But it was an interesting. It was an interesting evening. And as far as Florida has concerned, it's a massive deal in Florida with the Hispanic vote breaking significantly for Donald Trump. Because down in the Miami area, a lot of Cuban influenced people that don't like that word communism or socialism, and it worked. And it worked brilliantly. And also on the ground, getting people out to vote, that worked as well for the president. With that said, you know, it's where everybody said it was going to come down to Wisconsin and Michigan and Pennsylvania. And the outliers, there are a couple of them. There's Nevada, which is closer than they thought it would be. We don't know the results yet. We won't know. Nevada's the FF state of FF state. We won't know till tomorrow.
I thought it was the show me state.
Yeah, I was going to know. Las Vegas was the show me state.
We won't know until tomorrow. But with Arizona, as Oscar mentioned, have some people called Arizona for Biden already? Has that happened?
Let me double check.
Because I'm not sure whether that's even happened yet. But the other outlier is when you look at Georgia, that would be. That would be a pretty significant deal if Biden were to win Georgia. So it's weird, but you can never, with this election, seeing results early were meaningless. A lot of people predicted that would be the case. And then in some cases, it was the mail-in vote that got counted early, giving Biden a lead, and then it got whittled away, like in Ohio. It was fascinating, and I'll tell you, I feel strangely peaceful about this. And I don't know why. And I have no idea why.
I think I know why.
Because it's still very much up in the air.
I know it's up in the air, but I think there is a comfort in seeing the system work without any major accusations and proof of, as you said,
except
monkey
from the president.
Business. Well, there's that. You know, stop counting.
But he telegraphed this.
The votes.
He's done it for months. He said he was like it's like they knew that this was a probability. And now we are here. And I'm with Mike. Where, and I take some solace, understand that we've done everything we can individually on our own to see what's going to happen and to really push the mandate to vote.
Oh, and the vote. But I'll tell you this, as a Democrat, and I'll break it down for you. These races where they use the prospect of upset victories as money-making vehicle, I'm not real sure I'll ever be giving another dollar to a campaign. I'm really not sure it's going to happen. I don't believe in it. I really don't. I don't believe in it. I wish they would take money out of politics. Because let me tell you, as a super partisan, somebody who is very active online and the emails and the texts and all this, let me tell you what I got leading up to it. I could probably go in and find it for you. You know what I mean? Because it was warning, doom and gloom. We can't let this happen. Mitch McConnell never had any chance of losing that election.
True.
And they bullshit you in the Democratic Party to making donations there, and it's throwing money away. And that's a combination of polls.
I think it depends who you're giving your money to. It really depends.
I know. But it's the pitch and the sell.
Yeah.
And they do that. And you look at, I think, Oscar, I might be right when I'm saying, when you look at Senate races and Democrats spending money for no result, that's pretty significant. That there were a lot of these races where, you know, you've got Lindsey Graham, you've got a situation where
I get that. Mitch McConnell, and for those that they're not as embedded as we are, and frankly, I still have surface level knowledge. I do believe that the idea of not contributing is not necessarily a healthy message. It's frustrating. I get that.
Right.
But everything counts.
It is truly, truly a dishonest way of doing it. I think there ought to be, you know, you check a box and then
like
that
blockchain.
Goes into the kitty. And then I just think, you know, you just check a box where that's it. Mm-hmm. And it's over.
I want my money to go to bumper stickers.
Bumper stickers.
Decals.
I was really thinking more along the lines. Oh, by the way, bumper stickers off the O'Mara's vehicles as of this morning.
Okay.
You know, election's over. Votes.
What about
been
the side of the house?
The side of the house. There's nothing on the side of the house.
And what about your sweatshirt? Your Biden sweatshirt?
That's not. I don't have any.
You took
the
patch off.
Hat.
Oh, yeah, you got a Kamala hat? Cool.
From way back when.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah. It's a top hat.
Yeah. I got one.
82% of the vote is in Arizona, Mike. Still counting. 82% reported, and
that's where it was.
Yeah,
when I
so
came
nothing's
in.
Really changed there. Okay. I have a question about that process, and maybe you know more about this than I do. Is it so? Every state has their own methodology, right? Like some states, I guess North Carolina or Florida that had the Scantrons that they as soon as the polls closed, they already knew what the early vote was.
Yeah. Yeah, they did.
It was one
they
of the
did.
Two, right?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
Florida was counting 22 days prior to the election. They were able to do
so
that.
My big question is, why can't we, as Americans, just really advocate for our tax dollars to do that for every state?
Everybody agrees. And there are a lot of people that'll say the system is so flawed. A lot of people will say,
do you think,
it should be the popular vote, which, by the way, Biden will win. They know that now.
Do you think that this will be the last presidential election to utilize the Electoral College?
No, because you're not going to have the Republicans aren't going to give it up, and Republicans are going to maintain hope. I don't want to say hopefully they will, because it's they're not
gonna,
hopefully.
No,
they're going to maintain their majority in the Senate. So that's that. It's, by the way, it's more gridlock 4 years, no matter who wins.
Yeah,
that's right. Just the way it's going to roll with that. But you know, it's just they do things like they conduct a poll. How will you vote? Will you do that? And then they use that. They know how you're going to vote. They're doing it to goose you for, are you worried that Donald Trump may win the re-election?
Mm.
And by the way, win the re-election.
Re-election.
And then they give you yes, no, and sure. Well, they know how you're going to do it. And it's a pack, Brady pack, and it's dishonest. And I think there are a lot of things like that. There are people that get paid to do this stuff. There are people that make livings doing it. I don't know. There's so many things that I think if you really broke it down, we could maybe all agree on. And if you took your team and my team out of it, one of them is the whole money situation with politics, which, by the way, the Democrats were way ahead in the money game.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. it to me, it's a sleazy, nasty way of doing it. And I think you ought to leave everybody on equal footing and take the money influencers out of the political process. That's just a drag. So I got that like you would not believe. I am so grateful. Maybe that's why I'm calm today.
Mm-hmm.
So grateful. No more texts, no more emails with all this. And we're just going to have to wait and see. But Nevada, middle finger to Nevada, wait till tomorrow. That one I don't get. I don't understand what that's all about. There's some deadlines that go till Friday with this. Might be Pennsylvania where it can go till Friday. But it's a... But it's craziness, and you know, that I don't know what's going to happen.
When you hear the statements from Nevada,
why are you smirking at me? What's going on?
Just because what you're feeling right now, let's be honest with each other, there's a sense of relief that we're all feeling.
The whole thing's over.
They're just like,
Jesus Christ, finally. I'm not going to get any more texts from, hey, Rob, it's Trevor from the DNC.
If Biden wins or Trump wins, God willing, Biden does, but whatever happens, let's get back to business. And let's advocate where we need to advocate, but enough of this losing your family members and friends and people around you because they just can't shut up about their side of the aisle.
Once the deal is settled, I think we may fortunately go into a period of just chill where now it's done, but I put a little asterisk on that and tell you that if this thing goes to court and there's a battle.
Or it depends what the president decides to do if there is a second term, what hijinks he pulls.
Yeah, you never know. You never know what's going to happen. And, it's crazy. So
one question before we move on, Mike, I got to know, when they talk about Nevada needing the extra day, do you picture a scene from Casino where the guys that are counting the money are also the guys counting the votes?
Oscar Goldman comes walking in. All right, listen, I need everybody to step out of the room. Give me the box.
Yeah,
All of the results are in good hands. They're at the Tangiers, and we will have them to you on Thursday. You'll have your answer.
Can we check in with Maddie and Pony just briefly to see what their quick remarks are, Mike?
Yeah, go ahead. Let's start with Pony Boy Matt Bloom. Pony Boy, what's your thought? You're a super partisan. How do you feel about what's going on?
You know what? I'm confident about Biden doing well, but I'm really distraught about the Senate. I thought we had a much better chance in the Senate. It's a bad day, I think, just all around.
Okay. Well, the polls, I think when you talk about the Senate, the polls were crap. The polls
totally.
Were crap regarding Senate races. Not even
not
remotely close. And I think we have to, eliminate that from... look, they'll probably still be around. I don't have to care anymore. I'm not going to pay attention to them.
And
I mean it
life.
This time. I mean, we got sucked in 2016. And now we all came back again like the abused spouse. And here it is. Here
I got
it is
sucked
again.
In 2020. 2016, remember, I was like, it'll all be okay. I was wrong.
That's right.
Yeah,
I remember that.
Maddie, what do you think? You were kind of calling that this would be the way it would shake loose.
Yeah.
And did you hear from your dad? I'm curious if your dad weighed in with you last night.
He did.
You could have waited for that question. You could have waited till
she
started to answer my question. You know, why don't you ask your question first? Ask your question first, Rob. Okay.
All right, here we go.
Go ahead.
Maddie, I'm curious if you heard from your dad last
night.
Hey,
Maddie, how did the election go?
Both takes work, actually.
Well, to sum up, yes, I thought this was going to happen, but that doesn't make it hurt any less. I think at the end of the day, it's still tens of millions of people who voted for Donald Trump. And to me, that's just disheartening in general.
It's an honest answer.
My dad did text me. He also texted me this morning. He's still confident that we're going to win. So hopefully that confidence reigns true.
Yes.
You know what, Maddie? Let me offer this for you, okay? Because it really, ultimately, you've got a what I like to think is a cult of personality here, and you have a man that, love him or hate him, is unquestionably one of the most watchable figures in the history of American politics, and he has generated the kind of heat that normally is reserved for a massive movie star or a massive sports star. And I think you've got that. He tapped into some very basic feelings among a segment of the American populace, and he was able to gin up this incredible response. And it's him, okay? It's not us. I'm sorry. It's him. He got these people out because it's constant television. He got more coverage when he was in the 2016 primaries than any other candidate because everybody got to. And every day, I got news for you, Democrats that hate him. You're going to wake up if he loses this election. And yeah, you'll probably be grateful for it. But it's going to be a lot less interesting with him off the stage. There's not going to be the hate is a massively strong emotion. I think with some time and with some reasoned discourse, if he does lose the election, perhaps things will get back to normal. I don't think it's necessary to feel as defeated as we do. If you want to be mad at anybody, be mad at the pollsters who, with these Senate races, as Pony was bringing up, just missed the mark. They missed the mark a lot, and that's frustrating. But at the same time, I have faith in this country that we will persevere. And in the event that it is Donald Trump and he ekes out a victory in this situation, I'm moving on with my life and caring about my son. And the only thing that's going to change for me is, based on the way certain things were done in these campaigns, I'm going to be a lot less of a gullible rubber stamp for these people. I think I'm tired of it. I'm tired of not being told the truth as far as the way things are going to go. And that gets old. That gets old. The conjuring gets old. There's so many things, Oscar, that I think you can take from top to bottom that we could overhaul to make this process more efficient, more accurate, better for the American people. And a lot of work has to be done. Because right now, this country's been gut punched.
I go back really to the logic that I can wave my phone, which wasn't ubiquitous. It wasn't something everybody just did all the time. And
right.
And you walk up to a sensor and it takes money out of your account, and then you're fine with it and you walk out, and it's supposed to be encrypted and secure. You can pay anything with your phone. Why can't we vote with our phones?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Internet voting should have been the case 10 years ago. It really should have been. If we can do our banking that way. Yeah.
You see guys that are, taking these hand trucks off of like SUVs and rolling them into a polling place, like you would see a scene in, the It's a Wonderful a Miracle on 34th Street when they bring the mail in. It's like, are you kidding me? It really has to be done that way. It doesn't need to be this way. This is a situation where there's so many people that are involved with the system that are perfectly comfortable just letting things be the way they are.
We've got the technology, Mike. It's called blockchain that I think will change the way we vote within the next decade. And that really keeps a numerical code to wherever the information goes. It's supposed to be what we're looking for in the future. I think too soon.
It makes perfect sense, Oscar. But what Mike said is that if the Republicans retain control of the Senate and have an inherent advantage with the way things are, there's not going to be a change. There's not going to be a change.
And that's, so, I mean, that's the way
It's sad. I mean, last night I saw it on one of the network feeds. The lady was at the polling place, and they said, well, you can't drop off your vote anymore. And what they had done is the voting box, they had taped a trash bag over it. That's how they closed the voting. And I'm thinking, what are we even doing? Is this 2020?
It's not a red box outside of a 7-Eleven.
Exactly. You can no longer vote or rent a Julia Roberts movie. It's closed. It's closed.
Let me ask one last question before we go to break here. I speak for myself. I have a sense of I'm not going to put my emotions on the line as much. And that's not good because I'm on one team. And if I'm feeling that way,
don't feel I think. That's the worst thing that can happen. A lot of people probably feel this way on either side, that you're disenfranchised, that voting doesn't matter. It all matters.
And I think
Look at the numbers in the election.
This is a short-term symptom, though. This is a short-term symptom. You're feeling the burn today. You're disappointed with your home state. But your passion is there. It's been there for a long time, and it's not going away. You're disappointed, but it's not going away, I don't think.
Well, it is what it is. And when we come back, I will tell you that one of my coping strategies involves, a sponsor and an angry wife. So I will talk about that when we come back. I'll billboard it a little bit for you. Thank you. Thank you, my bookie. We'll be right back, everybody.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I don't see that as being a typical process, nor do I. Is it a typical process?
I've got to go now. I want to thank you both. Thank you. All right, it's back to you, Jim.
Ollie, don't let her go away. What does she have a response to that? Is she still there?
Well, what's that?
Did the lady just leave?
Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad. We should have kept that discussion.
She's back if you want her.
Yes.
She heard you.
Yes.
What would you like to know?
I'd like to know a response to what the gentleman said. The gentleman's a very effective spokesperson for the company, but obviously the people who live there are not satisfied with his explanation.
Right. So what do you want now?
Well, if I have to teach you how to be a reporter, Ollie, I'll do that later.
Why don't you do that later, Jim? I think the lady expressed herself, and you're not here, you're there. Is there any question you'd like me to ask her?
No, I'll give you lessons on how to become a reporter later.
I'll give you some lessons on how to be an editor, because I was your boss once.
Yeah, you were, and are no longer. How did that happen?
I don't know.
Here's Aaron Bill DeMillo.
Good morning, Jim. We are live at the...
Now, wait a minute, Herb. Why don't we ask her a little more about the robbery? Like, what time was it?
Was that?
What time was it?
Oh, all right. What time is it?
It's like 10 a.m.
It's 10 a.m., Jack. You ought to wear a watch. When I was an anchor, I always wore a watch. Take it away, Jack.
It sounds like the children may have seen the shooting, okay? Why don't we talk to one of them, Herb?
You call me Mr. Welch.
All right. All right, Mr. Welch. Ask who saw the shooting.
Who saw the shooting?
My boy, Ricky. Ricky.
All right. Come here. Come here. I got him. Now, what do you want me to do?
Ask him what he saw.
Right. What'd you see?
I saw two guys come running out of the store, and they jumped into a little red car.
Who's your favorite baseball player?
Stop it!
Hey, I'm not going to take reporter lessons from some haircut.
Well, maybe it should, because you're a lousy reporter.
This broadcast, by the way, is brought to you by Kale's Brill Cream.
No, it's not.
You son of a bitch.
This is Wade Byard, the public information officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And bear with us as we negotiate these strange times we live in on the Mike O'Mara Show and everywhere else. From Los Lunas, New Mexico, Jarversburg, North Carolina, Altoona, Iowa, Chance, Virginia, Prineville, Oregon, and Dulakel, Nepal.
Nepal.
Yeah, that's right. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by MyBookie. Winning season is back at MyBookie. At MyBookie, winning season means the NFL is in full swing, and it's your chance to win big. Well, you know, it's win big if you pick a real underdog. I pick my New York Giants every week, and they covered the spread. Thank you. There's no sweeter feeling than watching your team win the game. What's that like? Hey, there's no for me. When I'm on my bookie, there's no sweeter feeling than watching my team cover the spread.
That's what you need.
That's what you need. come on now.
Come on.
My knee feels like gravel. And put cash in your pocket. Double dynamite. Whether you're a first-time player, a veteran to the game, taking underdogs, whatever you're doing, my bookie. No place to get better place to get in on the action. Join now using our promo code, TMOS. And you can grab a free $20 wager with your first deposit to bet on anything in the sports book. That's a free $20 bet. MyBookie is giving you the chance to make your first ever winning bet. Nothing beats the NFL action, and absolutely nothing beats free money. So join now and take advantage. Don't even think about it. Just head over to MyBookie now to get in on the game. It's a sports book. Lots of different games, too. There.
Everything.
Games that might, divert you from... From being all uptight about an election. Winning season, baby. And right now, exclusively at MyBookie, get in on the action. Yeah.
Diversions, Mike.
A friend of mine told me one time that slot machines and my love of playing slot machines is a form of self-hypnosis. And I believe he may have been correct. We're not talking about a ton of money. Carla, don't freak out. I had money in the account from my sports winnings, and I chose to use it by playing these very weird little slot machines and keeping the TV on very low volume in the background. And that kind of calmed me and took away my stress of the evening. There's only so much John King and Steve Kornacki and all the people on Fox that I don't know because I didn't watch it that you can digest.
So, well, Mike, we've all seen you in your natural habitat, the casino, and we've tracked you before and we found you at the machines. And it's funny because when you say you're at the casino, what you're looking for is the action. But when you're observed in your habitat, it is not action as much as it is a calmness that comes over you. You have
just
a rhythm.
Watching numbers. Yep. Watching numbers.
It's a
watching
rhythm.
Symbols.
Yes.
Zen.
Yeah.
And just you go away. You completely go away. And that's what I really love about it. Somebody said, you ever play the table games? There's social interaction with table games. It doesn't do my hypnosis any good because there are other people involved in it.
Right.
So that's kind of where
there
I
a go-to
that.
Game that you're loving or you had a good time with?
On the MyBookie?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. There we go. Yes, there is. Thank you for asking that question.
Doesn't have a theme?
You have to understand that about gamblers as well. You know, Oscar,
you
I would direct
to
you to...
It?
No, I would direct you to any casino in anywhere in the United States where somebody's been playing for, say, a reasonable amount of time for me. 11 hours.
Okay.
And you approach them, and if you approach somebody, and this is a good TV day, because this is going to be subtle, but I'm going to demonstrate for Oscar what it would be like for somebody who's on a machine and has been in a machine for, say, 3 or 4 hours, and then there are empty chairs on either side of them, and someone decides that they will come into that personal space and sit down at the machine next door. So it'd be like, duh.
Yeah. No, I don't want a drink or a water. I'm on a streak of losing or winning.
You're cleaning that ashtray because you're some sort of cooler. Get away.
Mike,
get away from me.
Are you saying they do that on purpose?
No, I'm saying they annoy me.
Okay, because when I'm gambling, I want more people around me. I actually let people push the buttons if they're not gambling. Like, you want to push this one? And they push.
I want people to stay away.
Oh, got it.
Get away. Get out. Get
also,
out. I'm gambling. Get out.
You've got the Vegas itch because we should be at least within the proximity of a week or 2 weeks. This time last year, we were in Las Vegas.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
I know.
It's celebrating Jim Amato.
Jim Amato and everybody hanging out. I want to go back there, by the way. There you go. There's a bulletin, folks, okay? When this is all over, I want to go back to
Straight
Vegas.
Straight to Vegas, baby.
Really? I know you want us to go somewhere else. Yeah, I want to go back
Vegas.
To Why? You don't? Are you surprised at that, Rob?
That was a sarcastic, really.
Oh, okay. All right.
The downtown Grand.
You could say, I want to go to Vegas in any of the episodes we've done over the last 20 years together. And it would have fit in. I mean, it's a good place to be.
I'll go any. I mean, if there's a casino, I'll go. I'll go there. We went to New Orleans. I mean, but everybody's got that. I don't want to go to those little ratty casinos.
Yeah, the
I
New
want
Orleans to go to a real casino. It wasn't fun. Like, it was
no. The New Orleans casino sucks.
Yeah.
Always has. Really, really does.
It felt like a grimy. look, because.
By the way,
yes.
New Orleans is a great city.
I love it.
And,
don't get me wrong.
New Orleans
I loved
had
it.
Other stuff that was fantastic, except for the Uber drivers.
Was it the Harris?
Everything.
It was Harris, right?
It was Harris. It was Harris in the middle of downtown. Terrible casino.
Yeah.
Well, Mike, it's better than the first time we gambled in New Orleans many years ago during a Super Bowl when they actually had to go on a boat. Although the boat never moved, it was tied up, but they had to gamble on a boat. That had the worst experience in a casino I've ever had.
I'd go to West Virginia and go to Charlestown.
Let's play Charlestown.
We'll play Charlestown. No, it's Las Vegas, baby.
Las Vegas.
The Charlestown Casino. Do you remember their motto? The stickiest chips in town.
Let me tell you though about the satisfaction, and it really hit home. It came home to roost with the first Las Vegas show, and then was reinforced by the second one. When this thing that we do, which has been going on for a long time, became a conclave
show.
Where, we're there, we do a live show, that's a moneymaker for the show, not a big moneymaker, but it's something we
do to support the sustaining of the show.
But really, the joy for me is that you got these people that became friends through our show, and they go to meet in this one spot, and it's fantastic. And when I'm asking people to travel all across the country out to Las Vegas, I'm not asking you to go somewhere that's not fun. It's a blast, and it's
a blast
in part because we're doing a live show, but other than that, it's got all the 500 different things you can do every day. I miss it. Hopefully we can go back sooner than later. I'd love to, but who knows? I was talking to people that are going to keep their kids out of school for the rest of the school year. So that's still existing in our country. And the realities are, these states, by the way, that Trump won handily, where they're having this massive explosion of outbreak, and they did same day voting. That's why I get back to when I was telling Maddie, this cult of personality like nothing you'll ever see again.
Scary.
I don't think you'll ever see this again. And really, not to compare, but you have had other nations that have had cults of personality where, this person is on the magic box so much and hypes himself so much. I just hope that in the long run, you don't have people doing that on a regular basis.
Mike, it existed way before TV. It existed way before TV. I mean, pick up any history book. Anytime someone is an electric speaker, they talk about how great they were as a live speaker. They trick people into supporting things they shouldn't support. And it's always been the same way.
Yeah. And we'll hopefully by tomorrow's show, we'll have some sort of idea, but I don't know.
Hopefully.
We got to take a break. When we come back, this is a palate cleanser and in more ways than one. How about a good old-fashioned produce review?
Yes.
When we come back, Rob Spiewak will talk about his apple. He brought his apple in for school today, and I will talk about a vegetable. I think it's a vegetable. When we come back,
I think it's a vegetable.
I don't know. I'm an idiot.
Right and shine.
Hey, kids. Time to start your day with a delicious new breakfast cereal. Yeah! You'll love the taste of new sugar-frosted Cerritos.
Oh, good!
Toasted corn crunch with the delicious taste of buffalo wings. Part of a supercharged breakfast. Just look for Goose Cerrito in your grocer's cereal aisle. And be sure to look for a bonus in every box. Speaking of bonus, why not try the delicious taste of the TMOS bonus show? Click the link in MikeOMaraShow.com. From the makers of your favorite Kellogg cereals, Marshmallow Macielos, and Peanut Butter Pony Pops.
They're okay.
Twitch, Mark Riddell. Got to get Twitch on the show next week. Let's get Twitch on the show so we can talk to him about what he does and how he does his promos, because I think that might be informative to other people in the listening audience who want to do the same thing. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by FitBod. Whether you're new to the gym or you've been lifting weights for years, it's hard to find the right workout program and stick to it. Let me tell you about FitBod. You can get a personalized fitness program that adapts to you as you go. for somebody that's older, for somebody that is getting into the game, being able to do things that he hasn't done in a while, yours truly.
Yes.
Fitbod is a smart fitness app that takes all the guesswork out of planning your workouts. With each workout, the app learns your abilities and plans workouts designed to maximize your results. Personalized training can be tough on the budget, but Fitbod is only $9.99 a month or $59.99 a year. Plus, you can try 1 month of workouts absolutely free. It's really something that I think is special. Here's what I'm doing. With the weight loss, the initial weight loss that I've had, I'm thinking, can I get back into doing stuff that I've wanted to do for a long time?
Right.
Enter Fitbod. They take your information. They let you know what you need to do. And they design a program for you.
Yep.
Get personalized fitness plans to help you work out smarter at fitbod.me/TMOS. Try Fitbod free for 1 month when you sign up today at fitbod.me/TMOS. Sign up with your computer, then download the app. That's one free month when you sign up at fitbod.me/TMOS. All right. By the way, I have done some research, and yes, I will be discussing a fruit also. On the
it's a fruit, not a vegetable.
It's a fruit. It is not a vegetable. Thank you. Rob, first of all, you've been bringing these apples in that you are excited about. Am I right
yes.
about that?
Well, it goes back, and I think really the basis of this story starts with some credit to you, because you, some years ago, introduced all of us,
yeah,
I believe.
You made the market on Honeycrisp.
The Honeycrisp apple. And the
then
first
everybody
couple years,
started making them. The mm-hmm. apple breeders... started the apple breeders.
Yeah,
started
apple.
Making them, and they were like fake ones. They didn't taste the same.
Well, I think you and I had a conclave and agreed that they overbred it, and that was
yes,
the problem.
Yeah. You get something called a Honeycrisp that didn't taste like the original one, which really. The original Honeycrisp that we like so bad, big as your head,
right.
Super crisp and super sweet, hard to find.
Well, the Honeycrisp actually comes into play with this apple, which was designed and built, I guess, by the University of Minnesota. They crossbred a Honeycrisp with another apple called the Zestar.
Never heard of that one.
No, the Honeycrisp
from Star Wars?
It does sound interplanetary, doesn't it? The Honeycrisp is the bride, and the Zestar is the groom when you
Hello.
Crossbreed. Oh, is this Zestar?
I'm Zestar. I'm Zestar of the planet Sour. Zestar to the rescue. All right, that's it. No more.
So this is the proper name of this apple is the Miniisca, but it's being sold under the name Sweet Tango.
Sweetango,
because it's sweet and tangy. Mm-hmm. And Mike, I'm here to tell
terrible you. Terrible
name. Let the name go, because this apple is a game changer. It is tart and sweet and juicy. They've actually, and I quote from the website, it has structure cells that are larger than the average apple, resulting in a more cracking sound when you eat it and a juicier apple because the cells are actually bigger. They say the flavor is that of, it actually has notes of cinnamon and brown sugar right in the apple. I want
it
you to
sounds,
hear.
It sounds eerily genetically modified.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. They can genetically modify anything. Listen to the crunch on this, okay? Listen,
okay? Okay, here we go.
Wow.
Mm. So, as
dripping
far...
with juice.
Gross. Did you have to say that?
It's only gross if you make it gross.
I mean, first your head opened up like a Simpsons character to get that apple in you.
Right.
It was a great bite. As far as measuring up to the Honeycrisp, the original Honeycrisp, where is it?
It is as good as that first run of Honeycrisps.
Okay.
And right. it's maybe
available
a bit,
all over the country right
absolutely,
now?
Absolutely. Or at sweettango.com. No, I think you can buy them anywhere now. I bought mine.
Might be a little close to find in Wisconsin, Michigan, or Pennsylvania right now.
Well, what happened is...
they might have some in Nevada, but they're not really sure yet. And they even don't know whether they have them in Georgia or not.
You know, you couldn't get them in Virginia until late last night.
They're none in Florida. That. I'm sorry. I had to let a little out. You know?
So okay. Can I get one more? Oh, there we go. Yeah. Uh-oh. There's a denture. Let's go.
Look at that. Look at that mouth. Look what he did to that apple.
Yeah.
Two bites, it's all gone.
Mm-mm.
Looks like a Looney Tunes
What's the cost again? I'm sorry if you mentioned it already. I was just distracted.
$14 an apple, Oscar. It's $14.
No. Well, Honeycrisp was like $4 a pound, right?
I bought these by the I bought a 12 pack, and so I think it was they're averaging out to about $1 an apple. I think.
That's not bad.
The Zestron apple.
Zestar.
It's the tangy the Zestatango.
Also,
what the hell is the name of it?
Hey. Zestar.
Zestar, and the sweet tango is the apple. Zestar is the father.
Wasn't Sylvester Stallone in a movie called Sweet Tango?
I don't know.
Top of my Tango and Cash. Sorry.
Tango and Cash was a movie, yeah.
He also, Sweet Tango and Cash.
Stop or my mom will shoot.
I don't know.
Well, hey,
well,
Herb.
Look, you're there, and I'm here. And,
you know what?
You know.
I was putting together that tape of Jim Ryan with the real guy. His name is Dick Oliver, is the bad reporter. And
Dick
what's
Oliver.
Great is that Jim Ryan calls him Ollie.
Ollie. Yeah. I'm Ollie. Thanks a lot. I was your boss. Yeah. Then what happened? Yeah. Look, you're there. I'm here. You're here. Yeah. It's going to be fine, everybody. Everybody's.
You know what's sad and also scary? The election show we had yesterday, it mimics the results we have today.
Yeah,
there's no clarity. There's
no clarity at all. It's all right. A terrible country. Thank you.
Thanks, Herb.
He's gone. Herb is gone.
We'll miss him.
All right, ready for my fruit?
Yes.
Yes,
absolutely. That I live on?
We're ready.
Yeah. And it's hard to find. I am now subsisting on avocados. A ton of avocados.
Avocados from Mexico?
Haas avocados, I believe, are from... Well, let me look up Haas. I think that that's the brand name or the style.
No, I think Haas is a variety. I think Haas is a variety of avocados.
What does that even mean?
Well, I mean, like a Honeycrisp is an apple. A Red Delicious is an apple.
Well, excuse me. This is my time. The Haas avocado is a cultivar. Hold on a second. I'm sorry.
Cultivar.
Well, these names are just coming up for me right now.
Yes, of course.
I am cultivar. I'm Zestron.
Sorry. The Haas avocado is a cultivar of avocado with dark green colored bumpy skin. It was first grown and sold by Southern California mail carrier and amateur holder culturist Rudolph. You know what? I don't need all that. Thank you. So I guess it doesn't come just from Mexico. It's a large size fruit weighing 200, 300 grams. Not the ones
Guatemala?
In Target yesterday.
California?
Yeah. Are those Lindsay grams?
I think it's called... When it comes to nutritional content, Haas avocados are higher in fat than other varieties, which gives them a richer taste and smoother, creamier taste. Yeah, of course, that's the one I like.
Yeah.
The one that's higher in fat.
Mike,
hey,
it's
Titanic.
Good fat, though.
Hey, can't see your penis.
It's
Jesus
good fat.
Christ. I'm sorry. It just pisses me off. But they're delicious.
How are you taking them? How are you preparing them?
Usually in the morning, I open one up, take the little pit out. What a pit it is. You play handball with it. And I mash it up, put a little salt and pepper on it, put a couple of eggs on top of it, have one piece of whole grain toast, and that is my breakfast. That
Excellent.
Is my breakfast every day after my intermittent fast. Yes, sir, that was real easy to do because I was playing slot machines and watching election coverage.
Do you do the knife trick to get the pit out?
No, I actually usually get my fingers a little gooky by just reaching in there with my thumb and forefinger and pulling it out.
It's
much
very
like the
satisfying.
Lady did to me at the urologist's office.
Did you find the pit in your shorts?
Yes, I did. That's a pit down there. It's right next to the lube. There it is. So, what's the name of that apple again, though? I want to look for it in the store.
It is called Sweet Tango.
Sweet Tango.
Yeah.
Terrible name.
It's
I'll
a terrible name.
It
it's a fantastic apple, though. It's got an earlier growing season, too, so it's available right now.
Yeah, but they are not taking credit cards in the grocery stores for the Sweet Tango. So when you get that apple, make sure you go to the grocery store, go up to the checkout, and bring the Sweet Tango in cash.
Nice.
Well, thank you. That was on the fly. We'll take a break and come back with more fun right here on The Mike O'Mara Show.
If you'd like to learn more about The Mike O'Mara Show, the Library of Congress recommends these books. These Boots Were Made for Fighting, The Jabrils of Madison County, and Fascinating Cheeses of Western New York. These and many interesting books aren't found in your local library. But if you'd like to read more, shop Walmart and Target through the TMOS Shopping Center and share your favorites at the TMOS Fans Book Club and Recommendations page on Facebook. We'll be happy to help you read more about it.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Thank you, Jim Amato. I'll be honest with you. Ever since we've been dealing with the COVID, fashion hasn't exactly been a top priority for a lot of people. Feeling sloppy eventually gets old. You see people out there in their jammies. It's just so nasty to see that. Enter Public Rec. This is a wonderful company. They make leisure wear in waist and inseam sizes because comfort starts with a better fit. My favorite pants are their best-selling all-day, everyday pants, and they're more stylish than sweatpants and a great alternative to jeans. You're going to be able to go out of your house and not have people say, oh, look at that person. Why did he wear that? Great for lounging at home, looking sharp for work, heading to the bar, everywhere in between. Bar. Public Rec has incredibly comfortable shorts, tees, Henleys, polos, hoodies, jackets, even golf gear.
Yes.
Public Rec rarely offers discounts, but right now they have an exclusive offer just for our listeners. So you're lucky if you're hearing this right now. Here's what I want you to do. Go to publicrec.com/TMOS. They're a good advertiser. I want you to support them. All you have to do is use our code TMOS to receive 10% off. That's publicrec, spelled R-E-C, .com/TMOS, and use our promo code for 10% off. Oscar had a fascinating discussion with us before the show started about a lot of news outlets have been showing you these cities where they're boarding up. Well, you know, Herb Oliver, our roving reporter, was out on the street downtown, and you bumped into some of these people doing the old plywood thing.
The great thing about being affable, Mike, and nice is people will talk to you. And when I walked out of the building yesterday, and just for, I guess, a little background, we have a place on Wisconsin Avenue. We have a place downtown, 1900 M Street. And most of the buildings downtown and most of the pharmacies on Wisconsin Avenue or liquor stores have been all boarded up.
They're getting ready for today's riots, Mike, that are starting at noon sharp. So make sure you're there.
I'm happy to report no rioting that I know of happened, and hopefully it'll continue to be that way. But walking out, one of the building managers was outside talking to one of the guys putting up the wall of plywood. They were actually fixing a piece. And I walked out there. And I just heard him talking. I had a question for the building manager. And then the guy looked at me. He's like, he goes, what do you need? And I said, I'm actually curious about this this wall. If like how long? Because it is a blight to the neighborhood. So if anybody is coming to work, you're like, where are we? Beirut?
Yeah.
What is happening, right?
Third world country looks like some of the, you know, down at the White House kind of looks like one of those presidential palaces from a third world country, which, by the way, I got to see when I was in Haiti. And it's pretty scary to look at that, you know?
I told my mom or ancestor when I called them and showed them what downtown looked like, that it reminded me of Bolivia. And again,
they call it third world
country.
They call it the plywood forest. That's what they're calling it.
Oh, it's horrible.
So
horrible.
The gentleman went into a ramp that said, I hope you stay up as long as they can because we're making a fortune on it. And he goes, there's a plywood shortage. So he goes into this big, like,
there's
a big pitch telling me how excited he is. And look, there's opportunists everywhere.
We can't elect a president, but God, we can buy things in this country, can't we?
We are consumer culture, man.
We are the best hoarders in the world. In the world.
Right, exactly.
So a plywood shortage. So then he goes, we're charging 10x for this plywood. And then I started asking, I was like, well, how long are you? He goes, well, when we put it up, it doesn't last forever. It gets rained on. And then we got to get a new piece of plywood because they rot. It's not rinse and repeat. You buy it once, you buy it, and then you got to buy it again. If this ever happens again, it's crazy.
And isn't this the second time they boarded up this? Because there was a big boarding thing up in June, right?
Yeah. This is the second time. I don't know. I guess for me, what I thought was fascinating is the economics of this business and the sheer joy from this man that literally is probably made the next three quarters of and his quota from just selling plywood. And last time I checked, I thought we had enough plywood in this country because it's easy to make.
Right. Plywood futures.
I think and ultimately, this is just like prediction the election, but predicting the election results. But I think that really it's going to be a futile effort for it's not really going to be necessary.
I hope, at the end of the day. I hope that.
What are you hearing in D.C.? Are you hearing that there could be, you know, are people planning any
hijinks,
shenanigans?
That I have heard of. I actually called the building downtown because we had employees going down there to make sure that it was safe. And if they had heard anything on their end, most of the businesses are shuttered at the moment.
Yep.
What I hope is that they have the same mentality you're having, Mike, and they realize within a couple of days that everything's A-okay and we're moving on with our lives, and that all comes down so we can get back to some sense of normalcy.
Yeah, I'm ready to do it. I'm actually optimistic that's not going to be necessary. But the guy with the plywood, he still gets paid anyway, right?
Yeah, that's good. This is the happiest man I've met in literally 3 weeks.
I think now, the riots were a rumor started by big plywood.
I'm sure.
After he takes it down, does he get to take it back, the plywood? Well,
this is the thing. I asked him about, like, you know, do you just get back, resell it? What's the story? If it rains, they're cooked because it gets moldy. It does what it does, and then you can't resell that.
So it's not pressure treated.
It didn't look like there was a veneer or varnish on it, Mike. I'll tell you that much.
Coat of oil based paint would really set this off.
Next time you see him, hand him one of those Voltar apples.
I will.
Or a Haas avocado. Which, by the way, is a fruit, not a vegetable.
Oh, and by the way, Oscar, the knife trick is when you're preparing an avocado, if you use a relatively heavy kitchen knife, you go around the seed, split it in half, and then use the knife almost like a little hatchet, bop it into the seed, it grabs the seed, you twist it, and it pops right out.
Wow.
Yeah, it pops right out.
Okay.
That way you don't have to get your finger gooey.
Thank you, Elton. We have to take a break. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, we will have news you may not need on this post-election day Mike O'Mara show, where everything is up in the air.
Whee!
Hello, dear. We are in unprecedented times, and it's imperative that we do what we can to flatten the curve. That includes social distancing. Sometimes that's easy, like with my wife. But if it's a young, lovely voter, perhaps one who just turned 18, you may be tempted to reach out and touch them, ideologically, I mean, and harness their excitement to really embrace America. You mustn't do this. Now listen, keep to yourself, stare from a safe distance, make eye contact, purse your lips, perhaps a wink, connect to your imagination. Ooh. And remember, it's not creepy, because Bill said it's okay. You're saving lives. Be smart. Socially distance. Once this is over, we can all party like a rock star. But don't tell Hillary.
Thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by KiwiCo. The holidays may look a little different this year, but one fact remains. The kids still want stuff. Oh,
stuff.
Do they? If you think it's impossible to get your kid, grandchild, niece, nephew, cousin, brother's friend, children in the backyard,
youngsters,
roll down to the local daycare center, it doesn't matter. if you think it's impossible to get them to do something that's good for their brain, you are wrong. You are wrong, Bobby Boo. Okay. Let's talk about KiwiCo. KiwiCo delivers... How many hours of sleep did you get, Mr. O'Mara? KiwiCo delivers hands-on science and art projects for kids of all ages. It makes them think. With KiwiCo, kids can engineer a walking robot, design a paint pendulum, conduct bubbling chemistry experiments, and more, all from the comfort of home. Plus, there's no commitment, so you can pause or cancel anytime. I still love that KiwiCo got my son interested in astronomy. He
so cool.
Loved it. KiwiCo is redefining learning with hands-on projects that build confidence, creativity, and critical thinking skills. There's something for every kid or kid at heart at KiwiCo. Get 50% off your first month, plus free shipping on any crate line with code TMOS at KiwiCo.com. That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo.com and use that promo code. You know it, you love it, you can't live without it, ladies and gentlemen. It's TMOS. That's the wrong thing. Thank you.
News.
Plywood.
Boo. KiwiCo. Another crate. Thank you very much. Anyway. Hey, we all wish there had been a dramatic finish with a landslide victory for our favorite candidate, but last night's presidential election was way too close to call. Absentee ballots are being counted everywhere, and the states that are still being contested are as follows. Any calls that anybody sees? Have they made any calls?
I'm watching the feed right now, Mike. Nothing yet.
Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Those are still outstanding. As of 5 a.m. Eastern time, Biden had 227 electoral votes. The last one I checked, he was up a little bit from that. Not quite sure why. Trump had 213 electoral votes. I think he may have something like 218 now. I'm not sure. That leaves 98 electoral votes up for grabs. It takes 270 to win. Anyway, that those numbers might be a little off. Maybe Oscar can get us exactly where we are in the Electoral College right now. Joe Biden gave a brief speech shortly after midnight in Delaware. He sounded optimistic and said he believes he's on track to win the election. He also asked everyone to be patient while all of the mail-in ballots are counted. Donald Trump came on the air at about 2 a.m. this morning and declared victory and then accused people of fraud. That's where we stand right now.
And he was very breathy.
Election.
He was very breathy.
This is a fraud. It's a fraud. We don't know. Right now, we don't know.
No, we don't know.
Lots still of mail-in same, votes to be counted.
I want to play a little bit of Biden here because most of the Biden supporters were in their cars, so it was like a drive-in political speech.
All the rallies, yeah, right.
It was very, very cool. So here he is talking about on track to win.
We feel good about where we are. We really do. I'm here to tell you tonight.
I do too.
We believe we're on track to win this election. Yes.
Very nice.
Thank you, Bora. The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is still happening this year, but it's going to be different due to the pandemic. The biggest change. No crowds. There won't be any crowds around. Nobody will see those big balloons. Who cares? Anyway, the parade usually draws somewhere between 3.5 million people to Manhattan. Have fun with that.
You've gone before,
we've
right?
Been, so no, cold. I never went to that one. No. Have you gone, Rob? Have you gone
I've
to the
never
Macy's
been,
Thanksgiving
but
parade?
But I know this for a fact, that when things go wrong, NBC has stock footage of parades past. That they can plug in, like if the balloons are, it's too windy for the balloons, or if something right. happens, they can, why not just rerun a parade? It's the same every year. Just right. rerun one.
Yeah.
That's what they should do.
Well, there won't be too many differences, as you said, for people watching at home. The executive producer of the parade says, quote, viewers will still see the balloons. They're still going to see the floats. They're still going to see Santa and Broadway and all these elements. Broadway, isn't Broadway been basically dark? It's sad. We're going to see some social distancing. We're going to have masks, things like that. But it's still going to be the parade they know and love. One other thing, no one under the age of 18 will be participating in the parade. The previously selected high school and college marching bands have been moved to next year's parade. Instead, this year's parade will feature locally based professional marching and musical ensembles. I have it on good authority that Paulie Christine will be coming in from Brooklyn with his one-man band float on top of his Metro bus. That's what he's going to be
doing.
Doesn't
he have like a bass drum? He hits the bass drum with his ass, right? That's how it works.
Oh! Sponsored by Sandals. Anyway, scientists in Thailand believe they may have solved the problem of stinking feet. That deserves a delightful. They created a, quote, breakthrough zinc oxide nanoparticle that can be added to socks to keep your odors contained and treat the bacteria that causes the smell in the first place. There is no word on when it might come to market, but hopefully sooner rather than later.
I'm surprised you're carrying this story, Mike, because I know that you are noted for your tremendous lack of foot odor.
Yeah, you don't have that. You don't need this.
Yeah, and I hate to embarrass him, but I didn't pass that gene along to my son.
Oh, dear.
Sure. All kids are smelly.
Yeah, he wears his Skechers without socks. We're trying to break him with a habit. Dad, they make my feet feel weird. Put on a sock, you know, for the love of
God. You know what my mom used to do to my brother and I when we were kids? She would take a lemon and put it underneath our armpits, and she would literally just wipe the lemon, and then we'd walk around all sticky when we were kids. And now we have, like, growing up now, when I get sweaty, I don't really have an appreciable odor. I just don't have it.
The weird thing is, though, is every time your mom served iced tea, it tasted bad.
Gross.
And are you still brushing your teeth with acorns? I'm sorry. All right. The
lemon's got no lead in it, Mike.
I cannot continue to wipe with these banana leaves. That was a little racist right there. The web browser Opera is hiring someone for a 2-week gig. Pony, make some availability. Mm-hmm. All you have to do is browse the internet. They'll pay someone $9,000 just to go on a two-week adventure of random web surfing and document the whole thing. If you want to apply, you need to record a video that's under a minute where you talk about, quote, the most relevant browsing moment of your life. I'd be boring on that one. You know, then,
Pennsylvania, still not counted. Still not counted.
What is opera? I've never heard of this browser.
You're playing it. I can sing that.
Okay.
Yes, Undarma. The Trump supporters screwed us again.
Anyway, I like using Metacrawler.
Metacrawler?
Yeah, and Dogpile.
Oh, Dogpile, those are websites?
They were in 1996. They're gone.
Dogpile is one of Linus's greatest traits.
Yeah. By the way, so what would be your go-to website right now, Oscar? We should do that every week. We should have Oscar's Tech Corner.
My go-to
right
now?
Since you don't do Tech 401 anymore, then we might as well do
that. I'd love to do that. That'd be a fun...
All right, Rob, make a note.
Yes.
Tech segment starting next week on the Mike O'Mara Show. Oscar Talking Tech.
The new Wednesday favorite.
Talking Tech.
And may I make a request for the first episode? Sure. May we address the state of cellular telephones?
I'd like to know
if my 10X is A, due for an upgrade, and B, what the best upgrade would
be.
But anyway,
following week, I'll review for refrigerators for you.
Thank you. That would be a lot of fun. Do you have a website that you'd like to give us?
Oh, no, off the fly, no. I want to make this special, if you don't mind, next week.
Sure. That's fine with me. And now... a little something-something. The police in Oxford, England, caught a 36-year-old guy named James Hawkins back in May with cocaine and heroin between his butt cheeks.
Oh.
He had enough of the drugs in there to qualify for drug dealing charges. Plus, he had a burner cell phone on him and keys to a place that had digital scales and packaging materials inside. But when James was in court yesterday, he swore... the cops had it all wrong. His butt drugs were just for, quote, personal use.
Butt drugs.
And he's not a dealer. His trial for possession with intent to supply is still going on. That's what they call it in England. Complicating the prosecution is the fact that all the fingerprints have been wiped clean.
Wiped clean.
We'll take a break and come back with the audio vault and Rob Spiewak right here, everybody.
Then people gonna treat.
Oh, the holidays are here, and I know what you're thinking. I really don't feel safe walking into a store right now, but I've got a solution for you. Head over to the MikeOMaraShow.com website. Click on the Target banner or the Walmart banner, where you can get your turkey for Thanksgiving or all your holiday gifts for Christmas, Hanukkah, and Kwanzaa. And you better do it soon or you'll be sorry. Now, who loves you, baby? Let's return to Kojak, already in progress.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that, Pauly Christine. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Okay, so here's the deal. I hate to be the one to tell you this, but here we go. I have to do that.
Yeah.
With Halloween behind us, the holidays are officially here. I can't even.
Oh, my God.
Dealing with the pandemic and whatnot, I can't possibly fathom the rest of this year. Luckily, here at TMOS, at least we've made the shopping easy. Stay at home, pants optional, and give the gift that keeps on giving, a TMOS bonus show subscription. There may not be a vaccine, but laughter is the best medicine. Get it for a friend, a relative, or a lover. Or even yourself. Gifting the bonus show is a cinch. Just go to Mike O'Mara's show, click the bonus banner, and you're off to the races. Bob's your uncle, and it's a bargain to be sure of sure. It's the best and funniest way to support TMOS. Do it because the real meaning of the holidays is not how much you get, but how much you give to us.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
That's it. All right? And we want to negotiate. Please, no fraud. buy it at MikeOMaraShow.com. And now let's open up the audio vault for today, post-election day, November 4th, 2020. Interesting times we...
Again, the breathiest president in town.
We want the law to be used in a proper manner. So we'll be going to the U.S. Supreme Court. We want all voting to stop. We don't want them to find any ballots at 4 o'clock in the morning and add them to the list.
Okay. Add that. Mine's been
a very sad moment. To me, this is a very sad moment. And
shut up.
All right, that's our president, at least for now. Do you want to play the COVID game?
I do.
All right, Oscar, you can play too.
Let's do it.
MIT has developed an app that can analyze the sound of a cough much more accurately than you can as a human being and tell whether or not you have asymptomatic COVID or you're healthy. So I'm going to play two coughs here, and I want you guys to determine which person is healthy and which one is asymptomatic COVID positive. Are you ready to play?
Ready.
I'm ready. Can I go first?
Yes.
Yes. Well, you'll have to actually both weigh in simultaneously because I'm going to play the two coughs in order, okay?
All right.
Here we go. One more time. Do you need to hear the coughs again?
No, I know.
Nope.
All right.
Mike, Oscar.
Dealer's choice. Mike, you go first.
Second cough is the COVID cough.
All right, okay, Oscar?
I disagree. The first cough is the COVID cough.
Mike, you are correct, and you can spot the COVID.
Yay! Hey, what does my cough sound like?
But the one that Rob played?
Yeah.
It sounds like maybe somebody who's like choking.
Yeah. That's a good thing.
Not
that's
like
a
lung cough.
Do you have a cough?
Deal.
No, when I cough, it's when I have, Mike, I did drink alcohol last night. So I have acid reflux.
Oh.
So, but you don't hear, but Maddie hears
it. You look perky.
You do.
No worse for wear.
Mike, I'm
you
dead
look
inside
okay.
right now.
Right now?
Yes. Okay.
Let me give you just a sample so I can add mine to the list. Please. This is my cough. All right. So let me try this. All right.
I think you're fine.
No thank problem.
You. Yeah. Thank and you. Mike, you've won a trip to Arizona because you
were
able to pick that cough out. They have found the oldest song ever written down. They have found this. They actually found a record of it. It dates back to 1400 BC. It's called the Hurrian Hymn Number 6, and it comes from Syria.
Now, hold on. This is not a record.
If no, this is, they found it written down, though. They were able to figure out the song.
But it made it sound like they found a CD somewhere.
Well, it was a cassette.
Made of stone.
somebody wrote this down in 1400 BC. And then somebody just recorded it?
Yeah, they recorded it based on, I think I have two versions here mashed together. It's fascinating.
Come on, Herb.
Pitchy dog.
Okay. All right.
Did they record it in the location they found the music?
They've recorded it in Syria, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, there you go.
I have one from 1430. Play mine, please. All right.
Mike.
Yeah, let's misbehave. The election's having quite a time. We're all confused now. Let's misbehave.
Good news, Scottish children. Santa Claus will not be affected by the pandemic. The Prime Minister of Scotland took to television yesterday to declare Santa Claus is an essential worker.
Santa, I'm pretty sure if there are any kids watching, I know Santa, it will not be prevented from delivering your presents on Christmas Eve. Santa is a key worker and he's got lots of magic powers that make him safe to do that. So if he's having to do appearances by Zoom, that's to keep you safe. It's not that Santa's at any risk. Santa will be delivering presents across the world as normal.
He's going to bring you a bag of haggis.
Santa! Hey, Santa! This Zoom call
and then bring me your baby.
So remember Chelsea Handler accused Andrew Cuomo of ghosting her?
Yes.
Governor Cuomo replied.
I'm a big fan of Chelsea's and she is great and we have fun. But on my dating life, I am only dating at this point in-state residents, right? I'm dating New York residents. And so if Chelsea changes her residence, then maybe we can work it out.
Don't say that.
I'm telling you, don't say that. Don't but she will be living in
that
New York
will
next
do it.
Week.
You don't know her.
Okay. Yeah, really. Listen, Governor Cuomo.
I said maybe. I said maybe work it out.
He's so protecting himself against her. That's so funny. Don't do it, Andrew.
I follow Chelsea Handler on Instagram, and she did a post yesterday that she voted. I bet you can guess where she wore her two I voted stickers.
On her boob.
Yes. Exactly. Let's close with this. A girl on TikTok was nearly killed by her thong, and she seems so excited about it. It's not a very pleasant story, but she tells it with such enthusiasm.
This is how a thong sent me to the emergency room. One day I was out of town, and I noticed my butt was starting to hurt right above my crack. I had no idea why. Got home and I told my mom, I don't know what's wrong with my butt, but it's been hurting for like a couple weeks now. I'm like, I didn't fall. I don't know why it hurts. She said, we're going to the emergency room. We got to figure this out. So we went, and then I had emergency surgery on my butt. I had an abscess. So they cut me open and they start squeezing the pus. It smells so bad. He says, thank God you came in because this can kill you. I'm like, thanks. So a thong I wore gave me a microscopic cut that led to an infection that could have killed me.
So she's okay. And the good news is, Mike, she voted. That's your Magic Audio Vault.
Oh, God.
Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
Oh. Man, now I got to go throw up.
Curl.
Oh, that's nasty.
It was the smell that got me, yeah.
Well, we'll be back tomorrow.
Yeah.
And yes. We'll let you know what's going on. And you'll know probably anyway before we will. But for those of you that voted, you did what you did.
Keep the faith.
Amazing turnout. You know, really, amazing turnout. You can't get depressed about that. That's a lie. Anyway, we gotta roll, and hopefully we'll have an answer tomorrow, and we'll know. Stay calm, carry on, breathe deep, drink wine. For Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is... I already said Mike O'Mara.
Say it
I'm
again.
Tired.
Say it
we'll
again.
See you tomorrow. I'm Mike O'Mara. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
That was a hot mess inside a dumpster fire, inside a train wreck.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
It's done, Joan. They packed your things. They're loading your car.
Well, bye.